Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Tuesday. Pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwood. See if I can remember how to do this. Colin Dunlap alongside Josh Miller. Jim Colony's here. Producer Matt, he's here. It's Tuesday. Good morning to you, Josh. How is everything?
Everything's wonderful. Ah, welcome back, my friend. Look at you.
Back from vacation. Can't wait for my next vacation. I take all my vacation toward the end of the year. Got vacation around Thanksgiving, but we're back after 1 week. It was good. Went to Florida. Had a fun time. Went to Disney, and I got, like, unbelievably great stories from Disney. And just, of course, they revolve around Pittsburghers. The first one I got to tell you is we don't even get off the plane. It's like last week at this time, although we went a little later on Tuesday, because you don't want to travel with the kids too early in the morning because you just they lose their mind by noon. So we travel down there. We land at the MCO airport, and there's a lady two rows behind us. Before we even get off the plane, before we're even off the plane, the lady says to her husband, like this, she goes, "Oh, you know, I forgot. I was looking at my phone there. This is still her bye week." And he goes, "Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's still her bye week," which was code for, "Why the hell do you think we're on vacation this week, lady?" But she goes, "Oh, she's still her bye week." And he goes, "Yes, it's a Steeler bye week." And I didn't even want to turn and look. I just wanted to hear the conversation. Because I knew if we locked eyes, they would drag me and my wife into it somehow. And she goes, "Eh, so I don't even need to bring that one shirt then." And it got my wheels turning. Meaning, translation, my lucky shirt, right? Now, she's probably about 55 to 60. She may have had a cigarette in her life. Maybe.
Right.
She's got some, like, frosted tips going. She can't wait to get off that plane and have her next cigarette. What do you think when she says, "So I didn't even need to bring that shirt then"? And she already had a Steeler t-shirt on. What was that shirt? What's her lucky game day shirt that she was obviously alluding to?
I would probably say she's been wearing that. She had no idea it was a bye week. She knew she was going on vacation. She knew she'd be on vacation during that Sunday. So she was like, "Oh, she probably packs her jersey. She probably has a Heath Miller."
What, Heath Miller?
Yeah, yeah, I'll go Heath Miller jersey.
I'm going Ben Bedazzled. Like the white road with the letters and the numbers that have like the sequence.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good call.
Because that was my immediate conversation with my wife upon deplaning, if you will. And we took my Aunt Deb, who's
You almost
the greatest.
Wanted to ask her.
Yeah, hey.
I need closure. I might have heard something, but I would love nothing more than to know what that shirt was.
I will even go to baggage claim with you. And I will, if need be, go through your luggage. Can you show me what at shirt? What is at shirt? I need to know specifically at shirt.
Yeah.
When you say, "I don't even need to bring at shirt," what is at shirt? Is it's got to be, and then I'm thinking, is it a jersey? It's got to be a real jersey, though, right?
Yeah, if it's a jersey or the shirt could have also been that spray paint of the big names, the biggest names of, you know what I'm saying? They had that Mount Rushmore spray paint of all corners of the shirt. There's that one I've seen plenty.
I wanted to ask her where she was staying, where she would be, or try to, like, eavesdrop and figure it out so that Sunday, but was she even, then my next, I had, there were so many layers
doesn't
to
even
this.
Have to wear it now.
Was she still going to wear it though Sunday at around 1 o'clock? Like, was did she have that on then the other day?
No way. She only wears that on game day when there's a game.
Man, it was just, that got the trip off to this just wheels turning in my head so much that how much I love Pittsburgh. Then I'm dressed in lederhosen at a Halloween party where my whole family has our costumes on, which was great. And it's like whatever you want to do, you do, right, at Disney. You know, you just
somewhere deep down, was it comfortable?
Actually, it felt great because it was warm out.
Of course.
And it was wonderful. Okay. So we're having dinner, and I see this guy kind of like looking. I'm like, that guy looks like vaguely familiar. He's got a polo shirt. He's not dressed for this party. And it wasn't a party yet. It was like before the party we're having dinner. And I'm like, anything goes. Like, this guy's, I got lederhosen on.
Right.
My kid's dressed like Luigi from Mario Brothers. Like, my man, if you want to say it, it's cool, whatever. So this guy comes up and he goes, and as polite as can be, he goes, I wanted to wait for you to be finished with dinner. And I'm like, whoa, something's up. And he goes, I'm Albie Oxenreiter's brother. Okay, my man, Albie Oxenreiter's brother. So it's always someone from Pittsburgh. But the
That's
polite
great.
Nature. In which,
yes.
And I said to him, hey, you didn't have to wait for me to be done with dinner. I'm wearing lederhosen right now. My wife's got a poodle skirt on and cat-eye glasses. My daughter's dressed like I think she was a princess, and my son dressed like Luigi with a big mushroom hat on. It's okay. You could have, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
We welcome that.
Yes, it was fun. So that happened. You see people in who you immediately know are from Pittsburgh. Like, immediately. They can't help themselves but wear Steeler clothes. But one game I love to play when I'm on vacation are Saturdays in the fall. Hey, Paul. What team? Because college football in the Southeast, especially if you're in the Southeast or if you're in Vegas, those two places. And Orlando is the Southeast.
Yeah.
If you're at a touristy kind of place, who can't help themselves the most and has to wear their stuff?
Yeah.
And it held, guess what college people, and it held true again. Go in it, and 412-928-9370 will give you pause to guess. Start guessing what college fans can't help themselves the most. And this was my guess going in, and it won. Number one.
Gators.
Close. Same conference. These people take the cake everywhere you go. LSU people.
Oh, sure.
It's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
An LSU person has never not worn an LSU shirt on a Saturday. They outnumber. LSU can't have more alumni than other people in the world.
No, they can't.
But every single person from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Or who is associated loosely or closely with the state of Louisiana or LSU, wears all their LSU. And I'm thinking, like, you're walking around Disney today. You're not going to the game. I don't even know who LSU's playing. Them, and I'll tell you who's back now. Man, they didn't wear the stuff for a couple years, but they're back.
Who's that?
Them Penn State people. Oh, they're proud again. Oh! Couple years ago, you couldn't find somebody wearing it.
That's because they were wearing the LSU stuff then a couple years ago. They flip-flop situations.
No, I did. I noticed a lot more Penn State stuff than I had a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. LSU people, and I'll tell you who else. Who else loves to wear it? Texas people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's like there's a college football game at the frickin' Magic Kingdom. I mean, they do. But the LSU people,
they had a nice little window. They had a nice little pocket. Everyone jumped on that bandwagon, and they kept their gear.
I saw the greatest tweet. I checked Twitter like twice when I was on vacation. Just I posted a couple things, but I didn't really read through anything. But I did see one tweet that made me laugh out loud about this. Paul Zeiss tweeted something to the effect of, have you ever noticed that LSU has 5-star guys at every single position, but they've always got the worst quarterback on earth?
Yeah.
And he's right.
Uh-huh.
Who's the last good? Jamarcus Russell? Is he like the Mettenberger or whatever? Who's the last good LSU quarterback? Like a good one that matches the talent they have everywhere else.
There was one at New England when I was there. Rohan Davey.
Yes. Didn't like Rohan Davey take you fishing all the time?
There's a story to that one. Yes. Yes, he did. He used to set hooks quite a bit when it hit the water.
You know who else is back, too, that you see?
Yes.
You couldn't see them 5 years ago? The Miami people. They're back wearing the U.
Yeah, they couldn't wait.
I love it, though. Mm-hmm. I love it that they're back.
That's good for football.
Hell yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. No other vacation stuff. I'll tell you what, though. The one thing, when you go to like a touristy place, whether it's Vegas, whether it's Disney, Kennywood locally, people on the scooters will run your ass over. Those people on the scooters, they don't care.
They don't.
Because some of them, I would bet a lot of them have legitimate medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I don't know. I think they're jaking the system. And they'll just, they will run you over on their scooter. And they're just straight dead ahead. Matt Flynn, is he a good LSU quarterback? Did he go to LSU, Matt Flynn?
Pretty sure.
I don't know.
Any of the booties?
John David Booty, all them. A couple of them transferred. They were like SC, Louisiana Tech. They were a bunch of different places. But the scooter people, have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And they're always, they don't miss any of those all-you-could-eat meals.
I'm telling you, it is something else. But yeah,
that's good. You had a good time?
I had a good time. Man, who is.
Did you get to wear the robe?
There was no robe.
That's disappointing.
Jordan Jefferson? I don't know. David Woodley might be the best LSU quarterback. I'm trying to think of who the best LSU quarterback. Y.A. Tittle? I mean, seriously, who's the best one? They stink. They have terrible quarterbacks. This is fascinating to me, thinking about who it is. Like Tommy Hodson. And that was in 1988? That's a great
LSU.
Observation by Zeiss.
Really is. That's a shocking one, though.
I'm telling you, though, walking around tourist places, they outnumber. Maybe because it's purple and it's such like a striking color.
Uh-huh.
Keller. But even Alabama, Auburn, Texas, Florida, mm-hmm. Georgia. Georgia's good again. You know, all the.
Yeah, yeah.
The LSU people outnumber them 50-1.
Unreal.
Everywhere you go.
Great observation.
Yeah. I like to play that game. Like, I should start keeping score. Like, I wouldn't, but my wife would have been mad.
Probably so.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was vacation.
That's a good time.
Yeah. I heard Colony went to Gettysburg. That's awesome.
He did.
He ran into Tom McMillan?
Of course.
That's great.
Put on the gear, put on the costume, took pics. Did it all.
Colony got dressed up?
Played his golf as well. Got a number of holes in his. He had a wonderful time.
Wow. It's the most wonderful time of the year. The Astros were at Disney when I was there.
Mm.
No Charlie Morton, though. I texted Charlie. He wasn't going to Disney. He was going back to his house in South Carolina to do nothing. After being tackled to end the World Series.
Yes.
The most uncomfortable celebration ever. I think he didn't want to hurt himself.
You know him well.
Uh-huh.
Is he surprised that he found it, do you think? Or did he expect?
He probably doesn't remember. He won the World Series today. He's probably in Hilton Head or in Charleston walking around with a Vineyards Vine t-shirt. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
One of those and a pair of OP corduroy shorts and a pair of dockside shoes, half tied, half untied.
Maybe a lab to the right of him.
Talking about some crane, looking at a crane for 3 hours today on a park bench.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Pretty interesting stuff. I might draw it later.
Uh-huh.
And that's his day. He doesn't even remember he plays baseball. Until he goes and gets his check. Anyway, yeah, that's...
And his next one.
And one after that. Anyway, Fan Morning Show today. Great day. Ramon Foster, 8 o'clock. Brian Billick, 8:30. Colony in a minute.
Welcome back.
We're all back. The band is back together. Woo.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.